If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
The Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. The Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Mitch Trubisky has started 11 games for the Bears this year, taking over for Mike Glennon in Week 5.
I think for me personally, I wanted to be thrown in as quickly as possible. But I respected and appreciated the plan that they had for me, and I think it worked out.
Much reflection occurring in Lake Forest at this point, as Trubisky believes that he has grown in every facet of his game since his first start. His final start of the season will be Sunday in Minnesota. Bulls host the Knicks tonight, while the Blackhawks are in Vancouver tomorrow without Corey Crawford, who was again placed on injured reserve. And the DePaul Blue Demons 0 for their last 14 against Villanova, and the number one Wildcats are in town tonight. Game is right here on 670 The Score at 6:15. The Scoreboard Update has been brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And on Friday, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes at Harry's Sports Bar and Grill in Countryside from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter to win 2018 Bears tickets, pick up some Score swag, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The big thing is when we started this season, we made the big deal moving Jimmy to Minnesota for those pieces, and I think the whole idea has been to develop the young players in a rebuilding situation, and to that extent, I think we've been really, really pleased.
John Paxson in an exclusive interview with David Schuster, his annual Christmas Day appearance on these airwaves, to which we now welcome KC Johnson of the Chicago Tribune. He is on Twitter at KCJHoop. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Well, this season has taken a turn, KC, and I imagine it's much more interesting to cover a bunch of young guys that really they think they're good, and they're kind of backing it up.
Yeah, Chris Dunn is kind of good, isn't he? I mean, that to me is the thing that jumps out the biggest from this little recent stretch, Nico obviously playing out of his mind, but Chris Dunn kind of going to that next level that really looks like not only a legitimate frontline starter, but has the potential to be a star. So it's, we've had the intriguing storylines from the jump with the Nico Bobby incident, and now we're focusing on basketball, and they're playing very well.
Well, the Nico Bobby end of it is still very interesting to me. And it feels like one of the things I'm noticing is, like the first game, or I guess even shortly before Nico actually stepped onto the court, so I'm kind of dapping each other up as Bobby's coming off. Now on the court, high five here and there, that's receiving coverage. At this point, one of them's coming on and off the court, there's full-on hugging happening. I mean, how real is it? How much of it is just them trying to put on the proper airs for public consumption that they're actually back on positive terms now?
It sounds crazy that we're reducing this story to this, but that story truly has picked a lane. It's really kind of done with. They're not going to have a relationship off the court. They're not, to my knowledge, even going to talk about the incident off the court. They've apologized to each other and accepted apologies via the media. And on the court, they're playing fantastic together. And as Shu said in his interview with John Paxson, they're speaking the language of basketball. That's kind of transcending all. It's really not an issue. I think you have to give credit to a lot of people involved in the incident for an organization that has handled some things fairly clumsily in the past. I think the Bulls got out front of this story right from the jump. I think they were very transparent about it. They gave Nico the space that he needed while holding him still accountable. They made it very clear that he played a role in that incident, which was initially reported by myself and other outlets. Nico and Bobby obviously get the – I think Fred Hoiberg played the incident very well. He made Nico sixth man right away ahead of Bobby, but still gave Bobby a big role by closing games. When Markkanen missed those games with the back, Fred stayed consistent and started Nico as opposed to shifting to Bobby. And then the biggest credit obviously has to go to those two players because they've, put their personal differences aside and played professionally for the betterment of the team.
When the season started, I was of the mind that Lauri Markkanen and Chris Dunn were really the only material guys and nobody else particularly mattered. And I guess I can say that this, flipping the script a little bit maybe has opened my eyes to the possibility that some of these other young players might develop as viable bench pieces, if not important players on a good team along the way. But back to Dunn and the context of his improvement. You don't necessarily want to confuse correlation with causality. But the fact is, Chris Dunn had a miserable rookie year playing for Tom Thibodeau. And it does look like he's playing with a joie de vivre, with a freedom and a confidence that we've never seen from him before. Do you think it's fair to say that that being away from Thibodeau is a positive for him?
I mean, you can play that story either way, Dan. Because a couple things. I mean, people talk about how Tom kind of crushed him or whatever, but he played in 78 games. It's not like he didn't get a chance to play. Now, I recognize that Tom demands a lot and asks a lot, but look at Jimmy Butler's rookie season, and that's a guy who rose to the challenge of Tom Thibodeau and obviously became a star. So, different people have different personalities. Maybe there is some truth to him getting away from it, but it's not like he didn't get a chance up there. He played 78 games and averaged, I think, 18 minutes a game. So he had opportunity. He just didn't play very well. I do think, we all know Tom can be very demanding, particularly on rookies. And it is clear that Chris, right from the start that we started talking to him, the phrase I kept hearing him say over and over is, I got to get my swagger back. That's how I played in college. I played with a swagger. I got to get my swagger back. So, yes, he lost that swagger last season for whatever reason. And it's clear he's got it back now. I mean, you saw potential early in the season as an elite defender, but now you're seeing him, not only putting up monster stat lines offensively, but he's hitting some big closing shots. Obviously at the one in Denver that Will Barton superseded with his game-winning layup. Scored late in another victory at home, and then obviously last night the lefty layup in the final minute just to put a dagger in the Bucks. So Yeah, again, Nico's return has been huge. David Nwaba's return from injury has been huge. But to me, the biggest storyline throughout the season has been Chris Dunn, because I think that guy's got star potential.
To me, the other story about their improved play has been just what you discussed, and it's defense. We keep talking about Fred Hoiberg and Hoiball and pace and space and shooting the threes, but I'm actually watching what they're doing, and they're helping and recovering. Yep. They are trusting that if, in fact, they have to move a guy off an angle, that somebody else is going to be there to cut off. And I don't get to watch the practices. I know you get to see a little bit maybe before and after. But to me, they look like an NBA team that is having really meaningful, valuable, useful practices. Because it looks real. I mean, they're actually, I tweeted something last night, they're playing responsible defense.
No doubt. And I'll say a couple of things about that. You know, it's funny because it really does seem like they're, you know, more pleasing to watch offensively, and the ball's moving and a little bit more pace and space. Their offensive rating is 29th. I mean, it's not like they're offensive gangbusters all of a sudden. And they just passed the Kings to get out of last place. And it's still, you know, it's under 100 points per 100 possessions, their offensive rating. So I do think they have played better offensively, and I think you're seeing some guys have some nice offensive nights, obviously. But they're definitely winning more games by their defense, and that kind of got lost. And I know this is a completely different team, but that kind of got lost in last year's storyline. They ended up they were a top 10 defense last year. They were sixth in defensive rating by the end of the year. And associate head coach Jim Boylan, you know, obviously initially when he got here, he wanted to run some of his own stuff, and then, you know, he flat out said that, or, you know, players said that they end up doing some more of the Tom Thibodeau principles, leftovers. Now that those players are gone as a fresh bunch, Boylan's kind of implemented his style more. And I think, you know, you're seeing young guys guard. I'm going to point to those same three guys. Nwaba has been a revelation defensively. You got a guy that is short, but yet that strong and can match up with Giannis. Nobody's going to stop Giannis, but at least make him work like he's done in 2 4th quarters of victories. That's impressive. And then Dunn, as I mentioned before, has elite defensive potential. And then you can't overlook Mirotić. He looks like a completely different player defensively with that added strength that he's had. His footwork remains pretty spry, but he's much stronger in the post. He's been very aggressive fronting and showing in the post. And, you know, I think those three guys deserve a lot of the credit for the defensive showing the Bulls have had of late.
Casey Johnson joins us on the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. Anthony Heron filling in for Jason Goff. Casey, the lane that was chosen coming into the season by Garn Pax, it seemed like something a lot of us were waiting a couple of years for, and it was a definitive choice that they made with that lane. Now in kind of a Cleveland Indians major league sort of way, the team is outplaying that lane that was chosen. So how much does this potentially muddy the works of what the Bulls legitimately wanted to accomplish this season by being really bad?
It absolutely muddies it. I mean, this is a generational draft where you've got, you know, by all accounts, three, potentially four franchise-type players at the top. And, you know, that was absolutely part of the Jimmy Butler trade. They thought that getting one of those top four picks, I don't know if you want to say a given because goofy things can happen in the draft lottery, but it was certainly, you know, in the projection or in the plan. And, you know, I don't know what happens from here because I quite frankly don't know how you tap the brakes on this, even if you try to trade a Robin Lopez or a Nico.
I was just going to say, you could trade Holiday, you could trade Lopez, you could trade Nico.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I'm not saying this is a great team, but you guys have seen it. The Eastern Conference is really bad. I mean, it's bad. Or I should say it's very average. So you can still have nights where you get ball movement, you get stupid hot from 3-point range. I mean, you've had nights where Jaren Grant or Denzel Valentine has, you know, basically helped you win games by getting silly hot from 3-point range. So again, I'm not saying this is a great team and, you know, I'm not getting out over my skis here, but I think it's going to be difficult to ensure your chances to have the top overall pick. And this is the last year, as a lot of everybody knows, you know, before draft lottery reform. So this is going to be intriguing to see how they play it. They are starting to, I think, already kind of play it by. I'm not saying they're pushing Zach LaVine's timeline back because of the rebuild, but they're being uber conservative on that, which they said they're going to be. But it just seems like every time the window is opened, it gets pushed back a little bit further. So we'll see how they play. But, you know, clearly those guys are going to be shopped, Robin, Nico, possibly Justin. And then obviously Zach's debut is going to be sometime later next month or possibly even into early February now.
What do you think is the best strategy for developing Lauri Markkanen at the proper pace? Because it seems that even games where his shot's not falling, he's not afraid to then step up and take the shot he's supposed to take. He has also had some revelatory moments defensively. There was a terrific sequence against LeBron James where he kept his knees bent and kept contact with him, and I thought did a credible job as well as you can really do against him, and he certainly wasn't backing down. I really noticed that for him, that he plays as if he thinks he belongs, yet then he wasn't even really on the floor late in the game yesterday. You want him taking some big shots for you and learning about those moments, but there's other guys who are certainly willing to do it. I guess I haven't figured out quite, now that teams are game planning for him and adjusting for him a little bit, the right way to figure out when he's supposed to be the guy, especially with Dunn on the floor.
And when LaVine comes back as well. But yep. I do think they played it pretty well. And I saw a little Twitter debate on this last night. You know, people said, well, what's the point of having a rebuild and developing young players when Lowry gets benched for the final 16-24 for the first time? I absolutely had no problem with Fred making that call last night. Here's why. They've got 5 games in 7 nights. You're rolling with Portis and Mirotić, and you want to reward those guys. Markkanen has been out there to close plenty of big games and has taken, as you mentioned, Dan, plenty of big shots at the end of big games. So, you know, and getting benched sometimes can be part of your development. You know, he didn't have it last night. He was bad. That said, what you also mentioned is true and has been, to me, demonstrated enough that you can now say it's absolutely consistent. Even on nights where his shot's not falling, 3 things happen. He's not afraid of taking the big shot if it's there and he's open late and he's in the game. He rebounds. He had 7 rebounds last night in very limited minutes, even though he shot 1 for 7, season low 3 points. And he defends. And, you know, he's not a lockdown defender by any stretch yet, but he's 20 years old. He's going to get stronger. He's going to learn NBA personnel and sets better as he moves forward. So, you know, there's obviously plenty to like with him there. I think they've obviously been very public with their desire to keep his minutes manageable. He's had the back issues now 3 times, which I think is a little bit of a warning sign, no doubt, as he's growing into his body. You know, I think, you know, and Dan, you were on the team here, but yeah, I think you'll see a little Al Vermeil, Grant work on Lowry this coming off season. And I think his body, if you look at it, he's got the potential to do that. So I think they're bringing him along really nicely. And I think anybody would understand or would say that's watched him that he's probably outplayed expectations for him, particularly the defensive end. So, you know, there's a lot of potential there moving forward.
There's so many things that strength will do for him. The core strength and upper body strength are going to do for him in his offensive game. When you start to look at the shots that he will not get pushed off of or will be able to still have a decent look at, even in contact, even among some big players. You know, when I was watching closely when the Celtics were playing the Wizards and watching what their bigs were doing and just how physical it got. Like a guy, I love watching Marcin Gortat, and I know because he does a lot of really cool little basketball things, and he's just so strong. You just can't move him. And if he gets an elbow around you, gets a shoulder around you, I just think that with his combination of guts and aggressiveness, he will find all of a sudden that it'll expand his offensive opportunities in ways he might not even now know yet.
Yeah. If you like Gortat, you like Robin Lopez then too, I assume, right?
Yeah, but Lopez is funkier, though. Lopez is just so unique and so weird. He's much more of a big. He's a different species, Lopez.
Yeah.
I mean, Gortat is still like a he's still like a general NBA basketball player. Lopez is his own thing.
Yeah, another thing that I agree with that, and off the court as well, by the way, and I mean that in a great way because this guy's fantastic to talk to. But and obviously, what's also going to help Markkanen is LaVine's return, and you know, Fred's, you know, basically drooling at the mouth when you talk about those two in a screen roll situation. I mean, he's got that offense, he's got that set dialed up times 10 moving forward. So I mean, look, there's some nice pieces here. you know, it's always about every move and every, you know, thought is about how, are you closer to a championship? I don't know. You know, I just know that they've got three nice pieces from this trade. Jimmy's a wonderful player. I think it's a trade that helped both teams. And we'll see what happens with the draft lottery, because that's as I mentioned, that was absolutely part of the projected part of the trade.
The Hoiberg end of this continues to interest me, because we know what his, I guess, resume with the Bulls so far coming into this season had been. But now that he does have players who are willing to run his system and follow his coaching and practice at the tempo he'd like to practice, see, you know, some results, at least the team looking different than they had with older, more veteran guys. Does Fred seem different? Does he carry himself in any different way? Is his chest a little more puffed out now that they won 8 out of 10?
Fred's a pretty consistent guy. I mean, Dan, I know you were on him a little bit when he was here as a player. It's the first time I've ever covered a coach who I also covered as a player. And he's always been the same guy. But I do think, look, it doesn't take genius to figure out that that, you know, this team allows him to be have a more forceful voice as a coach. I mean, there were absolutely times where Rondo, Wade, Butler tuned him out or broke off calls or what have you, played isolation basketball. You know, he knew when the rebuild happened that there was going to be a lot of losing, but he also knew that there was going to be opportunity for him to kind of find his footing. I thought John Paxson made a really good point when I talked to him recently, where he said, you know, just as, you know, players can develop confidence and kind of, you know, improve their games a little bit, coaches can develop confidence too. And I think Fred is coaching like a confident coach right now. And then he should be. They've exceeded expectations. They've won 8 out of 10 here. And, you know, the difference is now that you go into games and you feel like they have a chance to win, you know, not every night, you know, Cleveland or Boston, what have you. You might think, obviously, it's going to be a loss. But, you know, are the Knicks anything special? I mean,
no.
You know, the Bulls certainly have a great chance tonight. That's what I'm talking about the East. And that's the way Fred and his staff are kind of coaching right now. Like, hey, you know, we put the work in and we've got the buy-in. And, you know, let's go out and see what happens.
Last thing for you, Case, real quick. We appreciate your time. In a league that has seen coaches like Stan Van Gundy, Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr come out in write and speak strongly about so many current topics outside of basketball, are you at all surprised that Fred Hoiberg has chosen not to? Because, like you say, my time around him, he was almost more interested in politics than he was in basketball. People joke about his nickname, the mayor. The fact is, Fred is really informed. He's really well-read. He's got a lot of strong thoughts on things outside of basketball. And he's not just some guy. I mean, he really does know about this stuff. Are you surprised that he hasn't been a little more active or wanted to join those other coaches a little more in having his feelings known about other things?
No, because the mayor also is, because he pleases. He's a pleaser. He
right.
pleases all, and he plays things down the middle a lot of times. I mean, you might get him to talk about that stuff kind of behind the scenes or off the record, but that's just not, it's not who he is publicly, and never really has been. He's a pretty straight down the middle guy, interview and on the record. But so no, it doesn't surprise me. But I do agree with your assessment of him. He's an interesting guy to talk to.
He's a uniter and not a divider, right?
There you go.
To quote somebody else. Anyway, Casey, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. At 5 o'clock, Hub Arkish is going to take your calls on the Bears and the NFL. We get to the weird stuff with the Giants.
Yeah.
Eli Apple and Landon Collins and some words being thrown around that you don't usually hear. And then the team,
especially in football.
Yeah. The team making a move that you didn't really expect. So I wasn't quite sure what was going on there. Maybe we should bring that to your attention next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I don't know what the hell the Bulls are. I really don't know what's going on. And I count myself as a diehard Bulls fan. I think the majority of us were on board with losing and being the worst team in the NBA this year. Seven straight wins is not part of that plan.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Very rarely do we get such a negatively candid take on a teammate as we did yesterday when New York Giants All-Pro safety Landon Collins called his defensive backfield mate Eli Apple a cancer in a locker room. The beef between the two stems from what appears to be a failure to communicate. When asked a few weeks ago about the struggles of Apple, Collins says that he had chatted with him to give him advice. Apple, in response, said Collins never said anything to him, which caused Collins to double down and level the cancer tag. Apple's struggles were real this year. Earlier in the season, he was burnt numerous times and was ultimately benched. Reports now point to a deep family problem as the ongoing distraction in his life. Look, this game is hard enough if you don't have distractions at home, so I feel for him. And while I respect the heck out of Collins, it's not fair for him to kick a man while he's down and force fans and, more importantly, teammates to choose sides in a private matter. I'm Tiki Barber.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterback.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. We'll be right back.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah. Video games, body odors, manscaping.
So it really has nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, your relationship remains important, but a slight shift may make you lose your balance. Scorpio, in your career, be on the lookout and avoid those opportunities that are nothing more than dead ends. Sagittarius, your week's all about partnerships. With some help, you can accomplish twice as much. Capricorn, get your chores out of the way now. Your next week may bring a big new project. Aquarius, a romantic link has been brewing, and it may jump up a new level this week. And Pisces, work and employment can grow, but you have to take those risks now. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Aries, this week your long winning streak continues. Ride it as long as you can. Taurus, use the week to get some much needed rest. Next month is going to be exhausting. Gemini, ask for favors and finish your projects and approach the ones you're interested in this week because good results are in your stars. Cancer, this week's all about your finances. Chase those dollars and reevaluate your future plans. Leo, a wish or a romantic desire may come true this week. Be ready. And Virgo, changing your lifestyle could be beneficial, be it financially, intimately, or physically. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Vince.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's only just one on one corner that needs that has to establish. He needs to grow up, and we all know who that is. I'd be the only person I would change out of our secondary group. Besides the other two guys, the RC and Jack Rabbit. I love those two guys. They play hard. They love what they do. But that first pick, I don't think he's a cancer.
Ooh, we'll get to that after Groats.
Scoreboard update.
Here I am in the Chicago Wolves update studio. Hi, guys. The Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. A 9th win in 11 games is the Bulls' aim tonight when the New York Knicks are here, Indiana here on Friday. Blackhawks will be without Corey Crawford at least a couple of weeks after being placed on injured reserve again. Blackhawks at Vancouver tomorrow. One more show for the Bears at Minnesota on Sunday. This scoreboard update is being brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between a cold and flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You heard Giant safety Landon Collins talking about Eli Apple when he said that first pick, he's a cancer. Wow. You do not hear that in public statements from NFL players, from professional athletes generally using that word to describe a teammate. And then it was Eli Apple, the one being described as a cancer, who has been suspended by the Giants for the last game, for the remainder of their season.
It's I've been around Eli Apple and his mom Annie a couple of times over the years. He played in the U.S. Army Bowl, which I'm calling again for NBC January 6th.
Another free jacket?
Probably. Yeah, they're big on those jackets, although this game is indoors and I'm in the booth, so they may not be showering me with NBC gear. But he was an Army Bowl guy, and so I've been around he and his mom a couple of times over the years. So I don't know them extensively, but I've been around their aura, their personality, and especially in covering the draft when he came out a couple of years ago. And they strike me as, I'm going to use the term odd just in my dealings with them, because there's just a different sort of energy that comes from Eli and also from his mom as well, just to be honest with you. It was something I even noticed just on the red carpet in draft weekend where, and this was before I knew of his mother as a real media personality, but she's right there next to him, whereas most of the parents draft weekend, they're kind of further in the background. They're with the kids as they walk the kids, but with these prospects as they're walking the red carpet, but several paces away and just kind of smiling and beaming. And as I was talking to Eli when he walked the red carpet, when he came out into the NFL draft, it was his mom's like right there, kind of arm in arm. And she's sort of, you know, you're watching them walk up and down. She's fielding some questions as well. And she obviously has the more vibrant personality between the two of them. That is immediately evident. So like I said, I don't know their family well, but just in the couple of times I've been around and dealing with them over the years, I certainly noticed that Eli's personality seemed to be a bit odd. And then his mother seemed to be, you know, she's not a female LeVar Ball, but she's a parent. There's few parents when I deal with athletes over the years who stand out to me in my memory. And she's one that, for whatever reason, just her presence stood out to me as one that was more present than most parents seem to be when their kids are going through these things.
And according to Giants general manager Kevin Abrams, they said in their official statement, "We have suspended Eli for a pattern of behavior that is conduct detrimental to the team." And Deadspin has the report here. It says the decision comes after a season of reported locker room discord. The recent beef with teammate Landon Collins called Apple a cancer during a radio interview. Collins later apologized. Head coach Steve Spagnuolo said this about Collins's remarks. It says, "Landon and I had a quick conversation this morning. Then I had a quick conversation with Eli. Then all three of us had a really good conversation. It was very productive, and I'll just leave it at that. It's between them, and they were really great." So we don't know exactly what's going on, but when they say a pattern of behavior that is conduct detrimental to the team, there's stuff going on that we don't know about. We know the Bears had their own issues this year with Josh Bellamy and Trey McBride, and apparently some issues that were alleged about DMs and other people's girlfriends. So I don't know if it's at that point, but for a teammate to use the word cancer, you wonder if there is like a personal life side of this outside of just football.
Well, you draft guys in the first round, and you know, guys go in the top 10, and this was part of what concerned me, even, you know, where in retrospect we've seen Leonard Floyd for a couple of years, and when he's been healthy, we've started to see his game round into form. Mm-hmm. But to me, as I rate top 10 players and top 10 talent, when you're drafting folks like that, at least around the top 10 area of the NFL draft, you want someone who's, in theory, depending on the position, you know, quarterback can be a little bit more difficult, but you're looking for an immediate alpha, an impact guy, and in theory, someone who will be able to right away play at a pretty high level in the NFL. You're not usually looking for projects.
Wasn't he really good last year? I thought Apple was good last year and just regressed.
Well, how good are we talking?
I'd have to look at the numbers,
the team was certainly much better last year. I don't recall evaluating his rookie season. I'm not going to say I watched the Giants closely last year to know for sure all that his performance really entailed, but I don't remember coming off of last season thinking, yeah, Eli Apple was, you know, that's going to be a Pro Bowler next year.
I don't remember people saying, boy, that was a bad pick or there are issues here.
Well, he's very capable, but the issue with him coming out of the draft was that His productivity didn't always meet his ability. He was a guy who was maybe viewed as a bit immature as he came out. And so is he someone who's going to realize his full potential once he's at a level where there's going to be a lot of grown men who are going to have imposing figures, imposing personalities in the locker room and on the field? And can he sort of withstand that? Does he have the personality to thrive in that sort of harsh NFL environment? That was one of the questions about him. It was never his physical capability.
Last year, he had 41 tackles, 8 assists, and a lone interception in a game against Pittsburgh that they lost. All right, I thought he was more productive.
Pro Football Focus put him at number 10 of the 2016 rookie draft class.
Okay.
Overall grade of 71, 646 total snaps.
Okay.
That's a good rookie year.
Yeah, that's solid.
Mm-hmm.
This segment was brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. Checking back in with all our amateur ichthyologists, we do not have any kind of consensus or even a plurality regarding the Lake Michigan River monster off of the shores of Milwaukee. It's like an open-ended hockey question. There are the sturgeon people, there are the lake trout people, and
Equestrian Steve says it's a bull shark.
According to Equestrian Steve, thank you, who weighed in on the mule versus donkey. We certainly appreciate that. And we have not heard. There's been no resolution there, so our work here is not done. And really, we mean nothing to you if we can't eventually solve that. So we apologize deeply. We can only make up for it by bringing you Hub Arkish at the top of the hour on the Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What about the Bears? What about the Pro Bowl? God, they celebrate the greatest players in the league, and everybody is up there, and oh, it's a happy and wondrous thing. But if you're from Chicago, not so good.
Well, you're getting used to it, right? It's the third consecutive year. Unless you're an alternate, you're not going.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season, but only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things, like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Lane connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like 3 available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice? There's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com. Offers end 1/2/18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News. Real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Full panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong,
and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex.
And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex. And guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not so nice advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health.
Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Anthony Heron's in for Jason Goff today on the Bernstein and Goff Show. There's another little bit of football news, some sound worth playing here. As you know, James Harrison, the 39-year-old veteran linebacker, has signed with the New England Patriots, and it's made some Steelers fans very, very angry. We saw all the cliche throwing out of jerseys and a stupid burning of jerseys. Give it to a kid. Give it to somebody. People need clothes. Kids like jerseys. Don't burn it. That's just dumb. And it's and the optics are mean and bad. So it wasn't just outsiders that were unhappy with James Harrison, especially his comments apparently about playing time that didn't sit well with some of his former teammates. This is Steelers center Marquise Pouncey.
So are you more surprised he was let go in the first place, or you're more surprised that he went to New England?
No, he wanted that. It wasn't like the team said, oh, we're going to let go of James Harrison. James Harrison wanted that.
He wanted out?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to read the stories. Like, this is something he wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, oh, they got together and said, oh, we're going to go cut James. Like, no, that's not what happened. And he needs to come out and admit that.
And that's coming from your experiences talking to him, or I mean, like, directly from him?
It's coming from what I know.
Okay.
You've been like that all year, pretty much, or is it just recently?
Man, this team's so mature, and like small stuff like that, man, we deal with so many different things. That's nothing, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if you didn't want to be here, just come out and say it. Don't make it look like the team, like it's the team fault, no organization. Like, you think the organization want to get rid of James Harrison? Like, let's be serious. Come on now.
Because Mike was really delicate about answering those questions with us yesterday. Like, he didn't want to make it look like the team did something. He wanted to keep the conversations private, is what he said.
Yeah, the team didn't do anything.
Would you compare that to the LeGarrette Blount situation?
No, LeGarrette Blount wasn't here long enough to compare that. It's a totally different situation.
But he kind of forced his way out.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. His is a little bit differently, more everyone's seen it, I guess. So it's a little different, but honestly, trust me, if I wanted out, I wouldn't let the team take the blame for it. I tell you, I don't want to be that. I want to be gone. I want to go somewhere else and play differently. I want to go start somewhere else. That's me as a man. Like, that's what I would do. I'm not going to run it from it and say, oh, the team played me, I want to get cut. Like, no, that's not what it was. I'm glad the team is being respectful about that, but, like, we're going to speak the truth. It is what it is.
What kind of impact does that potentially have on the Patriots Steelers next time?
If he's playing, it is what it is.
Can he help them?
I don't know.
Telling them stuff about you guys?
What are you going to tell them?
I don't know.
The line slides left, the line slides right. Like, I mean, that's common sense.
Marquise Pouncey laying it out there right in the middle of the locker room, too.
He's always been that guy, too. He's not one to kind of trifle around or mince words very much.
Is it Marquise or the brother that was wearing the free Aaron Hernandez hat?
Oh, I don't recall.
That was Marquise.
That was Marquise? Okay. Yeah, he took sides in that one.
Yeah. Probably so not always the right side.
Again, he's not unwilling to say what he thinks about stuff, for better or for worse.
And, I mean, the Steelers locker room, as we've seen, is one that is a little different than a lot of NFL locker rooms, where you do see things like the Antonio Brown Facebook Live and, you know, Pouncey being willing to be opinionated, Roethlisberger being opinionated, and their head coach, Mike Tomlin, fairly opinionated guy. But I think one of the things that separates them is the level of the consistency they've had in the front office, and it's why Pittsburgh can seem like at times maybe they've got a malcontent or two, at least from a momentary standpoint, but still be able to survive and be one of the most consistent franchises in the NFL. James Harrison, the path of his football career was, I mean, we're the same age. I don't remember if he was, because I was an 01 rookie, so I don't remember if he was a 2000 rookie, an 02 rookie. Maybe he was 01, but we're basically the same age. We're both kind of in that late 30s. He obviously has had a storied career and and that sort of thing. But I was in Pittsburgh briefly in 2004, and at that point, he was just getting ready to take off because he was a guy who had been released multiple times by the Steelers at that point. He'd been over in NFL Europe, and he had this dogged pursuit of wanting to just make the team and hoping that as he became a starter, he'd become great. And to see his work ethic back then and what he did, it doesn't surprise me. He's still got that same work ethic now, but he's just not the same guy he was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And he has never been a media fixture as far as a guy who's going to be very loquacious or have sort of thoughtful, insightful things to say. He's got a very Clubber Lang type of delivery to the way he phrases things and his idea of things. What do you think about Roger Goodell? What I think about him? You know, that's just kind of
pain.
Right. Yeah. That's him. That's,
I'm glad you
James.
Said Clubber Lang and not Mr. T.
Yes.
Because Mr. T is nothing like at that. I don't know if you know, but the stories that I've heard about, he's giggly and fun and laughs at everything. Yeah. And he's like the polar opposite. Apparently had a difficult time sometimes keeping a straight face while doing Clubber Lang.
Well, I mean, think
I'll show you a real man.
Think about B.A. Baracus. I mean, he never smiled during the A-Team, and that show was on for at least a couple of seasons, right?
I like that show.
I love that show.
It always had the machine gun, the line of bullets coming out of the machine gun from the bad guys that always went right next to the back tire of the Jeep or the van that never, ever, ever hit the tire.
Didn't quite get
incredible.
To it.
Incredible.
Not there.
Harrison also, you know, the photographs of the guns, you know, the arms, literal guns and figurative guns in the same picture. And thank you very much, Texter from the 630. Regarding those fans that were burning their James Harrison jerseys, all of those Steelers fans, brings it back around. Says, please collect those jerseys and give them to freshly paralyzed Monkey Chaser, who needs some new gear after the monkey took off with his Steelers hat. Put a big package together and send it to old Swedes.
A care package.
A care package.
Send it to Swedes.
Over there in Bali.
Just with our regards,
yeah,
Swedes.
Don't go chasing monkeys.
Don't go chasing just monkey stick, roofs.
Stick to the lemurs and the gibbons you're used to.
It's a good parody song for the midday show.
If you missed the story, there is a Steelers fan in the Indonesian island of Bali who's now paralyzed because he chased a monkey across a roof because the monkey stole his Pittsburgh Steelers hat. Which is, that's just really dumb. It's a monkey, and it's better equipped to jump around on a roof.
It's just a bad way to get paralyzed.
Wait a second. You come back here.
That's mine.
Come on. I'll get you.
I mean, once you recognize you're nearing the edge of the rooftop, or I mean, there's got to be a point. That initial reflex, I get it. I get back here, monkey, but at a certain point, a step or two into it, cooler heads have to prevail, Monkey Chaser.
Everybody,
you just can't allow that.
We all have a lost hat story, right? Sometimes you're on a roller coaster, or I remember being in spring break in Key West with a bunch of people. We were headed out on a catamaran to go on one of these little booze cruise snorkeling expeditions for an afternoon. And my buddy had this hat he really liked, and the boat starts going, and like, hey, this is fun out here. And all of a sudden, it goes right off his head, and he, without missing a beat, he goes, yeah, that's gone. And then he's like, my hat!
So he didn't dive in after.
He didn't even move. He just said, that's gone. He just sort of looked, and there it is. It was in the ocean, and the catamaran was moving swiftly over toward the snorkeling waters. What a day that was, man.
I got a worse.
What a day.
Booze. I've been on one booze cruise, and the worst part of it was misidentifying a pregnant woman.
Oh,
first and last time I've ever made that mistake.
So she wasn't pregnant.
She was not pregnant. It wasn't my fault.
Well,
it was partially my fault. There was some guy, and similar fashion to today, actually, I had on some Iowa garb, and the guy noticed my Iowa garb, and he starts talking Hawkeye football, this and that, and he's
losing, by the way, 6-3.
Well, that was sudden. And they were up 3-0.
Appreciate the update. Because the other team scored, as they say in football, a touchdown.
Just you wait, Daniel Bernstein.
They've been awarded 6 points.
this guy, he's talking Hawkeye football, and he says, yeah, my wife's over here. She's not feeling great because she's pregnant and this and that. And then moments later, a larger woman strolls over to him and starts chumming it up with him and like slaps him on the arm or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, this must be his wife. Didn't turn out to be the case. I asked how far along she was. She says, I'm not pregnant.
I'm sure fat enough to look like it.
That's where she went with it. So now where do I go with that discussion where she's right. Like, yeah, I know I look it, though. What do I do? Do I deny that she looks pregnant?
I don't know.
I said she does.
Maybe you are and you haven't checked. Oh! Every once in a while, there's a story about some woman who goes to the public bathroom like, I didn't know. Burp, you know?
Whoops.
That sucks.
It really did.
what do you
takes
do?
A lot to embarrass me, but that was a moment.
Oh.
Yeah, that was harsh. And my wife's over there, and she's like slapping me upside the head. Okay, I deserve it. Yeah, I earned that one.
The 515 says, are there any good ways to get paralyzed? No, I don't think so. But that would be chasing a monkey across a roof because it took your Steelers hat. Probably not. And the 217 says there was a guy who got decapitated trying to get his hat back at a Kentucky Six Flags about 10 years ago. Again, also probably no good way to get decapitated.
To get decapitated. The 253 says, why didn't he smack him with a terrible towel?
Just brandish his terrible towel.
That's what they do. Just, none of them leave their homes without a terrible towel.
Always just
for moments like that.
Towel snap the
get
hat back.
Get back, ye monkey.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Go back to basics at your Burlington store and score the everyday essentials you need, like socks, underwear, denim, plus towels, sheets, and stylish storage, too. Burlington style for everyone. Load up the phones right now for Hub 312-644-6767. He will answer your questions. He will respond to your comments on the Bears and the NFL. Next, score.
Listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports.